Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday. Are you drying out? Are you drying out? I know this morning it was a bit wet out there. But after 2 o'clock, I stepped outside the door, and the sun was peeking through, and I did not see any more rain drops. That made me so happy. You know, that's why we always say we can turn winter into spring. It always turns into spring. But, you know, in order to do that and keep ourselves going, it's very important that we keep ourselves encouraged and encourage others. And offering encouraging words is very important, okay? The voice does the work. Sincere words of encouragement have the power to give people hope and courage to go on living. So let's keep that dialogue going on out there. Be aware. Stay strong. I'm noticing that the cases are rising 50% in the last 2 weeks. From the holidays and the mask mandate starts at 12 midnight. Well, what you say about that? And let's give some prayer out to those persons in the flood areas with the mudslides and going through what they're going through, you know, and the automobiles that have been washed into the L.A. River. You know, last year this time, it was 10 times worse than this. I know you remember because today is the anniversary that first vaccine shot was given. And from what I can gather, over 60 million people have been vaccinated at this time. We need 60 million more, okay, to kick this stuff. We have to jump on it and clear out this evil. We have Miss Stephanie Ames coming on with us this evening. She's talking about the chakra series. We're moving into chakra number 2, keeping yourself in balance, being aware. But before she does, let's just sit back and relax and listen to this. It's Tell It Tuesday. I want to tell you this. Right now.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy, remember these words.
we're going to end that there because we want you to always keep your head up. And Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart, is on here to keep us in balance, get us in balance. We're on this chakra series, and you know that controls everything. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you? And
good
listeners?
Yes, good evening, Stephanie. I'm wonderful. And how are you? I hear that smile, or I see it in your voice, and I know you're a very, very busy lady. I want to appreciate you. You know we do that first, but also congratulate you on your community award that you won. I saw a posting of that, and it brought a smile to my face because I don't know if you remember my first award that I had in my hand, I was standing right next to you, and that was some years back. So you've been in the community a long time. You've been putting it out there a long time. You've been keeping in balance with yourself and teaching others how to do it a long time. And we're so happy you're here with us.
I'm glad to be here this evening, Linda.
Yes. Tell me, that award, what was that? That was a community excellence. It was through the National Congress. I kind of glanced at it, but I was intending to give you a call, but I know your schedule is busy. Can you share that with us? What was that for?
Oh, it's for the National Council of Negro Women.
Okay.
I was an achiever.
Okay. Yes, that
yes.
You are. They recognize it. They got good observation. Because that you are. And this week we're going to move on down to these chakras. I got 10 pads out and 50 pencils ready to write. I've been busy this week trying to do my homework and making my notes.
All right, that's great. Well, good evening, listeners. I hope everyone is doing well during this rainy season and holiday season. And I know it's cold out there, but...
Yeah.
I want you to go grab a cup of tea, a coffee, a cocoa, whatever that is to keep you warm. So we got some work to do this evening. All right. So last week we talked about our root chakra. So tonight we're going to talk about the sacral chakra. Right. That's where the passion is, energy. It feels the power that comes from the focusing on what excites you. Now, that was a quote from Oprah Winfrey. Now, we're going to go into what is the sacral. It is the second of the chakra, and it is found in the lower abdomen, just below the navel and above the pubic bone. Now, the Sanskrit name for the sacral chakra is Swahipana, made up of two Sanskrit words, wa meaning one own, and the hahisana meaning abode or dwelling place. Now, the sacral relates to the anatomical area by the sacrum, and it is also means holy or sacred. So, it is the feeling that this chakra houses our emotions, our passion, and pleasure. The things that emotionally makes us and give us joy and so are sacred to us. Now, this chakra is considered to be the creative and the sexual energy center of our bodies and is thus linked to matters of intimacy and connections, including sex, fertility, and reproduction. So now when this sacred chakra is functioning optimally, we are content, uninhabited in our relationships and creative and endeavors, and capable of deep intimacy, and we exude a joyful vibrance. Now, the sacral chakra imbalance, as this chakra is about our emotional health, and imbalance can interfere with enjoying life. Now, if this chakra's energy are stuck, stagnated, or blocked in some kind of way. We will be impacted by both by emotional needs and physical needs, which in turn will influence the creative and the sexual aspect of our lives. Now, with an underactive sacral chakra, we are likely to suffer from a low libido, issues around sex or intimacy, now the gynecological or fertility challenges, struggles with creative endeavors, a lack of creative insight of fulfillment, the lingering relationships issues, and emotional dissatisfaction. Conversely, if the second chakra is overactive, now this can manifest as overwhelming emotions, mood swings, excessive highs and lows, dramatic situation in relationships, over-dependent on others, jealousy, or possessiveness, a sexual or other additions as well. Now, our second chakra can be impacted by energetic baggage we carry over from our root chakra, meaning that our basic needs are not met, which can prevent us from feeling safe to experience joy. Now, perhaps this is a form of our childhood and family or communal or social conditions around self-expressions, sex and sexuality, or even just general enjoyment of life. Now, as we navigate each day, circumstances, life, relationship issues, sexual experiences, and how we handle our work life, balance may also disrupt the flow of this chakra. Now, the second chakra governs the sexual organs, which is the liver, the hormones, the upper intestines, and the spleen. Now, when this chakra is imbalanced, you may experience symptoms such as the following: sexual dysfunction, low libido, sexual addiction to substance such as drugs, alcohol, etc. You have pelvic pain, hormonal issues, fertility challenges, urinary issues, your sciatica, lower back pain. You have guilt, emotional imbalances, mood disorders, lack of and joy. You have boredom and dissatisfaction. So these are some of the things that you will experience when this chakra is out of balance. Now, when the second chakra opens and in a line, you may feel a warm tingling or vibration in your lower abdomen as energy starts to flow fully. Now, this can result in change in our digestive system as well as our hormonal and reproductive shift. Your libido may awaken, and you may find yourself more sexually aroused. Fertility issue caused by prior hormonal imbalance can improve. And you may take more pleasure in everyday activities such as eating and drinking and feel more inclined to participate in hobbies and other pleasurable pursuits. You may also have a creative awakening and feel inspired. Now, at first, as with any of the chakras, you may also experience a healing crisis or so forth during the integration and alignment. Physically, this may manifest as lower back or pelvic pain, a urine tract infection, which is called a UTI, or even a resurgence of temporarily worsened of the hormones or reproductive issues, such as having fibroid tumors, endometriosis, you know, that's, you know, bleeding heavily during your cycle. You may even go through an emotional purge of sorts, but this is purely so you can reset emotionally and become more balanced and joyful. But be patient with yourself as this healing and alignment takes place, and know that joy awaits on the other side of this process. Any questions so far, Miss Linda?
No, I'm listening. I'm writing. I was listening. I was asking about that healing process. When that sacrum chakra is healing, you say you feel a tingling
yes,
sensation.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
When it opens.
Okay.
All right. So now the goddess architect and the goddess empress is the architect of the second chakra. She's enjoyed all of the physical aspects of life on earth. She knows that she deserves to experience pleasure and joy, so she is passionate and saturated by life. She is in touch with her body and her sexuality. She's sensual and soft. She feels deeply but is emotionally balanced and has an air of grateful serenity about herself. She trusts that there is always more than enough, and as a result, is generous and giving. Her energy and appetite for life draw others to her. Famous queens and empresses has been associated with the goddess empress archetype, including Empress Wu Zhentai of China and the queen of Sheba, a powerful ruler of the ancient Ethiopia, who enchants King Solomon with her beauty and her generous, joyful spirit. Now, when we infuse the energy of the goddess empress into our second chakra, we remember that joy is our divine birthright. And so we allow ourselves to experience pleasure of all sorts. Now, joy and peace become our emotional foundation, which not only make us charismatic to others, but also attract good fortune. We are open channels for creativity, and we relish the process of birthing new ideas. Now, adopting the goddess empress help us remember that we deserve the good thing in life, which in turn magnetize us to attract those things to us. Now, we're going to go in and talk about, you know, the stones for the second chakra. Now, many of the recommended stones for the second chakra has revitalized and vibrant energy and comes in the colors of the chakra. The orange cellulite. The orange cellulite is deeply cleaning and energizing. This gem helps balance the emotions and remove fear that may be stored in the energy body. It is also known as the creativity stone. Now we have carnelian, a stabilizing stone. A carnelian helps restore vitality and can boost one's zest for life. Often used for meditation, it can calm emotions such as anger, jealousy, and envy. Now, by clearing the mind of unnecessary thoughts. This stones help bring clarity and peace of mind. Mm. Now, the orange fennel in Reiki, the orange fennel is known for opening and aligning the second chakra. Holding this stone or using it in meditation can help us tap into our intuitions and stimulate creativity. Now, many healing practitioners call this stone the fertility stone. So, I recommend using this powerful healing stone in polished form on the body. Then you have onyx. Now, onyx is a black stone that is excellent at absorbing and transforming negativity. Mm-hmm. Now, it also helps us to release mental, physical, and spiritual blockage that may be preventing us from experiencing joy and creativity. Now, a polished onyx stone are highly effective for healing rituals, meditation, and chakra balancing. Now, the essential oils for the second chakra, now these oils have properties that aid in the healthy functioning of the second chakra. Now, many are quite sweet and uplifting, which promotes the vibrant nature of the second chakra. Rosewood. Now, rosewood is extracted from the rosewood tree. Now, this oil has a floral yet woodsy aroma. It is known for its aphrodisiac qualities and can also help calm an overworked mind, helping to restore emotional balance. So you can dab a few drops on your temples and gently massage them in to bring more harmonious and peace of mind. You can also use it with a carrier oil for self massaging or with a partner to help stimulate the second chakra. Now, yang yang, this feel good oil promotes a sense of joy and happiness, whether diffused or used in a blend, massaging, or moisturizing. Now, with its sweet romantic aroma, yang yang is the most renowned aphrodisiac oil and can also be worn as an oil perfume. Now, celery sage. Now, one of this best essential oils for the female reproductive system, celery sage treats the menstrual issues such as cramps and premenstrual tension, regulates the menstrual cycle and hormones. Celery sage became one of the most essential oils after I found the after massaging a few drops directly on the lower abdomen, alleviating the pain of menstrual cramps. And then you have the orange. The orange oil is one of the most uplifting oils. Diffusing can create a joyful environment, which is so helpful for activating the vibrant energy of the second chakra. Now, the aroma allow us to think positively and feel happy, and it stimulates creativity. Now, hope you guys write this down, because this is going to be the recipe The Joyful Creation Blend. This is an org to, you know, to bring in that joy and that energy to make you happy. All right, so the second chakra custom org blend is designed to help you connect to your passion and creative nature. You can use this org blend daily when going through the process of opening and aligning this energy center, or use it when you need to experience more of the traits of a healthily functioning second chakra. Now, this oil is best sniffed directly or massaged gently into the lower abdomen and the side of your neck. It makes for a great aphrodisiac. Now, these are the ingredients. All right, get your pens and pencil ready. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of rose hip oil, 5 drops of rosewood essential oil, 3 drops of yang yang essential oil, and these are the tools or equipment that you're going to need. You're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a drop. So it makes about 1.5 ounces, okay? So the first thing you're going to do is pour the rose hip oil into a dark glass bottle. The second thing you're going to do is use a dropper, add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl it lightly. Don't shake it. Just swirl it around lightly. Then number 3, you're going to massage gently into your lower abdomen around the second chakra. Use it also as an oil perfume by rubbing gently on your temples, your wrists, and your neck. Now remember, this is only for external use only. You cannot ingest this. All right? So now we're going to go into our second stage of this. We're going to go into the visualization, the activation, and the reflection. All right? So let's start with the visualization. Now, you can do this meditation on your bed or in your sacred space. Prepare by clearing the energy with a smudging ritual, using either a white sage bundle or a Palo Santo stick. You can then diffuse one of the recommended second chakra essential oil we talked about, or perhaps even combining 2 of the oils. If you have some of the stones associated with the second chakra, collect them, as they will be useful for the meditation as well. Now you can turn on a self-focused lamp or light, light a candle for the ambiance before, laying down and getting comfortable. So these are things that you can do to prepare yourself to go into meditation. All right, so right now I just want to take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Just close your eyes. Then take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. Now, you're going to repeat this several times until you feel relaxed. Now, gently place your hand area below your belly button and above the pelvic bone, continuing to inhale and exhale out deeply, visualizing your breath coming in through your hand and entering your lower abdomen as you exhale. Keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself, either silently or aloud, honored and cherished my second chakra. And so I see it clearly. Now visualize an orange pyramid in your lower abdomen. Carefully observe the pyramid element. Now notice if it has any details, including if it is spinning or static. Know how this pyramid feels and what insights you receive about any imbalances or blockage and what you may need to do in order to bring your second chakra to the energetic equilibrium. Now, once you have observed the pyramid and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your sacred chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open your eyes. All right. So, hope everyone is doing well and back with us.
I'm still here. I was afraid to go. I didn't want to start snoring, but I got it.
All right, so now we're going to go into the activation of the second chakra.
Yes.
All right, so before you begin this activation exercise, take a few minutes to conduct a smudging ceremony to clear the energy around you, the sacred space, and yourself. And then diffuse the orange or another second chakra oil of your choice. And you're going to massage a few drops of a joyful creation bloom that we talked about with the yang yang oil or the rosewood oil onto your lower abdomen. Now, what I want you to do now is to lay down. Then take some of the second chakra stones and place them between your hands and your abdomen. Close your eyes and visualize an orange light emitting from your hands and entering your abdomen with your breath. Now see this orange light moving into your body, filling up your lower abdomen. Bring your mind's eyes to the orange pyramid, which represents your sacred chakra. Now see the orange light flowing from your hands and into your abdomen to fill the pyramid. As it is flooded with this bright orange light, the pyramid grows in statues and vibrance and begins to spin in a clockwise direction, slowly picking up speed until the pyramid is moving so fast, it's now appeared as a vivid orange light spinning in your lower abdomen and flooding the rest of your body with energy. Now, as you see this vivid orange energy permeating your body, invite in a sense of joy and passion for yourself, other in life. All right, so now we're going to go into the reflections, what came up for you. All right, so now I want you to prepare, you know, some tea. Yeah, you know, I know at the beginning, I mentioned go grab your tea, your cocoa, your cup, whatever it is, it's going to keep you warm. Got to know it's cool. You might want to get a nice little cozy blanket or something to keep you warm. But, you know, you can get the orange peel, lemongrass, or rose hip infusion. Now, once you get settled in your sacred space or another space that feels comfortable for you, now diffuse one or more of the second chakra oils and light a candle. Now gently massage a few drops of the Joyful Creation blend or the orange oil into your lower abdomen, your temple, and your wrist. And place some of the sacred chakra stones nearby or hold some in your hand. Now as you journal, reflect on your experiences of the second chakra visualization and the activation. Now consider what you learned about your second chakra and how an imbalance or block second chakra may make you feel. Now check in as to whether you are experiencing some of these experiences. Now note, any insight you receive as to what you may need to do for this chakra open and balanced. Now here are some questions to ask yourself as you reflect. Number one, are you giving yourself free time to do fun things? I'm going to say that again because sometimes we are workaholics. It's work, no play, right?
Right.
So are you giving yourself free time to do fun things? Or are you allowing yourself to indulge in treatment for your body, such as a facial massage or scrub? Do you feel you deserve to enjoy life? Are you able to see and experience joy and pleasure in small things? Do you like your body and are you comfortable and confident in it? Are you comfortable with your sexuality? Do you feel sensual? Do you feel abundant? Does life feel abundant to you? Are you involved in negative drama? So these are some things to reflect on. Now we're going to talk about some affirmations, some things that you can, you know, tell yourself. Now the second chakra affirmation helps connect you to your body and your pleasure center, reminding you that you deserve to enjoy your body in this physical life. Now, I want you to say the mantra twice a day as a morning and an evening ritual while you are in the process of opening up and balancing. Just dab some of the Joyful Creation blend that we talked about earlier in the session or any other second chakra oil on your back, wrist, temple, your lower abdomen before you begin. To best benefit from these affirmations, it is good to move your body when affirming the words. I ideally do some form of yin activity, such as yoga or dance, really feeling what you are saying in your body. You can create your own mantra or use the suggestion below. As with all the mantras, you can also repeat inside you to yourself. All right, so get ready. The first one. I am a divinely created being here to enjoy all that it is divine in life. I know I deserve to experience pleasure. I take pleasure in all of life. I'm going to read that one again. I know I deserve to experience pleasure, and I take pleasure in all of life.
Okay, I'm writing
my
that.
My body is sacred. What'd you say, Linda?
I'm writing it to you one more time.
You want me to say it one more time?
One more time.
I know I deserve to experience pleasure, and I take pleasure in all of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My body is sacred, and I cherish it. It is safe for me to enjoy my sexuality. I honor my feelings and am able to move through them in a healthy way. I allow myself time to create and play just for the joy of it. I honor and enjoy my body. My sexuality is sacred. I feel pleasure every day. I am passionate about life. I am playful. I am joyful. I honor all of my emotions. Creativity flows through me. Joy flows through me. Abundance flow through me. All right. Is there any questions, Miss Linda?
No, I was writing these down as you were. Most of them I scream every day anyway, but I like the way that you put those. Not really. I do have a question, but it was a way back, and I put a question mark about it. When we were speaking about, there were, I think, the oils. Let's see. And it was an orange oil. And there was two orange oils. Maybe it was, now I have to look and see where I wrote that. You talked about the carinali. It was something carinali oil. And then you said an orange after that. When you were talking about the stones. It was the stones. It was the orange,
right,
cellulite, the carinali, and then that second orange was what?
The orange phenol.
Orange what?
Phenol, that's S-P-I-N-E-L.
Okay. Okay, that's the one. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, because I
yeah.
keep a separate file for the chakras. I really do. And I love the book, The Healing of the Womb, but we need a book on these chakras, too. Just thought I'd throw it out there to you. Miss Jeever, okay? Yeah, because the workbook that we have with the healing of the wound, that, and we haven't, they, a lot of people have experiences, some haven't. That's a fun workbook. But I like, So we're working on number three now. Just thought I'd put my request out there. We need a book on the workbook on the chakras.
Okay.
Okay. So I just
all
thought
right.
I'd yes. To throw that out. Now we went through. I keep it listed. I'm gonna have a form designed. When we go off, we go into the stones. We go into the oils. Then we go into the visualization, the activation, and the reflection. And the reflection is where we're doing our journaling, correct? And
right.
So we'll have something to go back on. Okay. So we need some real big, thick journals. But I have a separate. The first round, I love chakras. I like hearing about them. I get confused. I was taking them the other way. I thought the root was at the head. Remember last when we first got into this, and now I'm really getting into how it starts from the base up, because the root means the base, and then it moves up from there. And I have persons that. I love incense. I love beautiful, exotic incense and good incense. And I would always go into my shop, and I was telling one of the owners to please listen, because we were talking about chakra number two, and she said, "Oh, you're talking about the sacrum?" Yeah, so I'm ready here. But they need a manual. We need a workbook. Thank you very much. I don't know when or how, but we need a workbook. So that as we're going along, we're checking out, we can go back through and see the blends, the oils, and all. Yeah. Yep. I'm putting in my request, and everybody is hearing it. So you know you are going to be obligated to do it, because we're not going to let you alone until it's done.
Right. I hear you.
Okay. Just thought I'd put that there. So that was my questions. I just needed to know about that stone, and not getting off number two. I'll go back to my purchase of, what is it, the hematite stone that we were speaking of, that we used with the root chakra last year. Was it hematite?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to know if I was pronouncing it right. But those are all of my questions. I'm done with that. I have everything highlighted over here in different colors. You know, I like to do different colors so I can catch different things. But this chakra is the one to sort of like refresh back. You can get a carryover from all of them, but you're seeing that on that second chakra, we have to open it up, because a lot of times we're carrying baggage in from the root, from the number one. And it can be brought in over, so you have to be aware of that to know what's hanging on there, so that you can get that clear. Am I correct?
Right. So that's those unmet needs that wasn't met in your root chakra.
Okay.
So that's your foundation. So when your foundation is not stable and grounded, then you carry that over to your second chakra.
Got you. Okay. So I can look at people now, and you know I will do it. But once I go through the whole gamut and tell them, you know, your number two shot.
Huh? Hello?
Definitely. Hello? I hit the wrong button. I said, I like to tell people your number two chakra is out of line. And I think you need to line it up. So therefore, they'll either create a friend or an enemy, right?
Right.
Because once you learn these things and what happens and how you're out of balance and in balance and what that does, it's helpful for yourself, but it's also helpful for other people. And that's what we're all about here. So in order for me to suggest that somebody line themselves up, I have to stay aligned. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm just seeing if I'm on the right path here.
Yes, you are.
Okay. All right. Well, we're sitting up in here, and we're next. Oh, okay, now we're going into next week is the Christmas Eve, and the Christmas, we'll talk about that. We got relatives coming in from the north, south, east, and west, but I'll speak with you on that, and then see how we're going to go. But either way we go, the number three chakra, what is the name of that chakra?
It's The Solarplex.
Solarplex, okay. Let me write that down.
Solarplex. Yes.
Solarplex number 3. And what does the Solarplex do? What does it control? Just for a heads up.
That's your chakra that's found, you found it in your lower back.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so
okay.
When it's out of, you want me to go, I don't want to go into.
No, I know. Don't want you to go just, but it is in your lower back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I just need to know where it was located. Okay, then because that would be our next number. When we move back in there. So I don't want or had you completed. We went through our reflections. We went through our stones. And was that a completion on that?
On the second chakra, yes. We're done with that. Yes.
Okay.
So let me make a clarification on the third chakra and where it's
okay.
located. Let's find it.
Okay.
So it's located in the mid-torso, which is around the navel.
Okay.
Right? And it's around the mid back.
Okay.
Not the lower back, it's the mid back.
Mid back, okay.
In the middle, right in the middle.
Okay. Solar plex. So that's what we're beyond. So when that starts dancing and steaming and twitching, then I either know it's either in balance or out of balance. But I'm waiting so we can get the information. This is very interesting, as I stated. This will go further. It's very interesting because when you these things are learning your body, and this is what makes us
right.
do what we do. And our bodies are remarkable machines, and we might as well know what makes them tick. You know, I see people through the pandemic, you know, relatives. And I'm sitting up here thinking, what can I do, you know, when you have, and especially when you're cooped up in the house and you don't go anywhere, and like, say, you're up in age, you still need to keep yourself active, you know, like get into art, play cards, something, you know, because otherwise you're just sitting there arguing and fussing with one another. And that's not a good thing. I'm not going through it, but I know others that are. But now as we talk more about it, I'm seeing what the problem is, and I'm trying to figure out some suggestions. Let's play some jacks. Let's play some cards. You understand? To get that creativity flowing, because nothing's
mm-hmm.
flowing there. So I appreciate this, but I don't know how it's coming up and why it's coming up, but I know I'll be able to use it with someone. So, you know, let's play some cards. I got some canvas. Let's paint. Let's, whatever you got there, it's something you're just sitting there getting on each other's nerve. That's what you're doing. Me, I don't go through that because I know how to stretch and get in the wind and see some
mm-hmm.
sunlight. I did not go out this morning while it was raining, but the minute I decided to go out, guess what peeked out? The sun. I said, well, would you look at there? I guess it's trying to help me out. It don't want me to use up all my rays out here. And the sun came out, and I was just as happy because the rain had stopped, and I was able to jump out there and, you know, I didn't know what it was like this morning, but I know that it was no joke. But when I stepped out,
mm-hmm.
the sun was peeking out. I said, all right, come help me out because I don't want to use up all my ray power out here. You know, we the sun. We have to shine on no matter what. But Stephanie, we appreciate you. I'm not going to keep you on. I know it's crazy. I will call you. I'll text you back and talk about tomorrow. Okay, you will be at your location tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'll text you. And then we'll take it from there.
All right.
Is that a good one for you, you know, to check through? And on that end, we're going to take it out here with my Chaka Khan, because I know I have to make sure that everybody like what they feel, because we're in a better place this year than we was last year, and I'm so happy about it. Now, let's just keep up the good work and continue to be here. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, author of The Healing of Man's Heart and author of the Sacra series coming soon. Look out for it. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome. Have
all righty. We will.
Happy
okay.
Holidays, Kevin.
Yes, happy holidays. Stay safe out there. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. We celebrate everybody over here because we are everybody. Enjoy your evening and be safe, please.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.